Canadian researchers have warned pregnant women who are taking a particular type of tranquilizers that they're at risk, higher risk of miscarriage. The study has found that benzodiazepines double the risk of spontaneous abortion. Norman Swan joins us from the Health Report. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
What is a benzodiazepine? What might we know them as?
Well, diazepine, sorry. They're Valium-like drugs, so diazepam. And the other, another one which is common in Australia would be temazepam, which goes under the, one of the brand names is Normason.
Yep.
So Valium is a bit more longer acting, temazepam shorter acting. People often use it to go into sleep. In younger women and women pregnancy age, it's often used to help with the treatment of depression and anxiety, although it's not a great treatment for that.
But I would have thought they were relatively regarded as relatively benign drugs, Valium and temazepam. What's the link they've found with miscarriage?
You would have thought so. But as a preamble to this, this is a study of prescription. Well, obviously, it's all prescription drugs, but these are women who were deliberately prescribed by benzodiazepines in early pregnancy. There are many women who will be taking benzodiazepines such as these and conceive and take them for a while without knowing that they're pregnant and on them, and would never have taken them if they'd known they were pregnant. But this is one which was much more deliberate. So this was a study of 440,000 pregnancies in the province of Quebec, 27,000 of which ended in a miscarriage. And a proportion of all of those women had been prescribed benzodiazepines, one or other of the drugs. So it's been, you were talking about it being benign. They're actually
A proportion of all the 440,000?
Yes, a proportion of all the 440,000 were on Valium-like drug, but 27,000 overall, regardless of whether they're on Valium or not, had a miscarriage. And then they tried to see whether or not taking a benzodiazepine increased the risk of a miscarriage in that group. You talk about them being benign, just to go back to your question, is that there have been a few studies suggesting an increased risk of miscarriage in women taking benzodiazepines. But it wasn't known whether it was specific to one kind. Was it Valium? Was it Normason? Was it one of the others? They didn't know. So this way, they were able to track the actual prescriptions and tie them to pregnancy to see what, if any, risk there was. And what they found was about an 84% increased risk overall. With Valium, it was actually a tripling of the risk of a miscarriage compared to the background. And what that meant for an individual woman was, it sounds dramatic, 84%, is that if you become pregnant, you have a 6 or 7% risk of having a miscarriage. If you take a benzodiazepine, on average, that could go up to 11%. So it's not massive. It doesn't turn it into a 50% risk, mm-hmm. but it's big enough to know that GPs and others need to pause before they prescribe a benzodiazepine, either to a woman who's thinking of conceiving and certainly to a woman who's pregnant.
Okay. And is there any evidence to show that if you stop it early in pregnancy, very early in pregnancy, that makes a difference? Or I suppose miscarriages generally happen early anyway.
I don't think the study was granular enough to be able to actually identify that. The key question here is that... GPs don't want to prescribe drugs in pregnancy for any reason unless they have to, because there are problems with antidepressants as well. There's a real dilemma as to how to treat a woman who is depressed and is pregnant or wanted to become pregnant. And there are some drugs that are safer than others, because antidepressants, not all antidepressants are safe in pregnancy. So there's just
Some
are okay if you are, and then you've got to balance the risk. So if a woman is seriously depressed, thinking of taking her own life, then you've got to treat. And there are some antidepressants that are safer than others. And and if you wanted to add benzodiazepines to that risk, you might want to be a bit more careful.
Okay. Norman, another issue that you're talking about on the Health Report this afternoon, news about a Queensland study of syncope, is that how I say it? Fainting?
Syncope, yeah.
Syncope, I've never seen that word. Fainting,
yes. Now, about 3% of people who turn up to an emergency department are there because they've had a faint and are worried as to why they've had it or a friend's brought them in. Up to 70% of those people are actually admitted for observation or tests. And the question is, and that's just the doctors being prudent and worried, you know, should is there something going on or isn't there?
How do I
make that decision? And obviously you have expensive tests, you go into hospital, nobody wants to go into hospital. So there's a lot of potential waste because it turns out to be a faint in the end. And what they're testing in Queensland is something called the Canadian Syncope Score, which is actually, it's like one of these magazine things where you add up your scores to whether or not you're likely to marry some celebrity or not. And this one is about whether or not you've got a serious cause of this. And it's things like, you know, has this been a situation where you've been in a warm, crowded place, you're feeling faint and you fall down? Well, that's more likely to be vasovagal, a simple faint. But if it's been sudden and you've dropped to the ground and you've hurt yourself, that's more likely to be serious. And they've got a whole series of measures, which I'll go into tonight in the program, which indicate whether or not it's actually more or less serious to be having this faint, and therefore safer to go home or you should be in hospital.
So bottom line for anyone listening now, if you have a faint, should you bother going to the emergency department?
If you've had if you've got a history of fainting and you know and you recognise it as such in a warm place, or you've a sudden experience of pain or that sort of thing, and you've had it before, that's fine. But if you've never had a faint before, you suddenly drop to the ground, maybe you've had palpitations or you've got a history of heart disease or blood pressure, then high blood pressure, then that is a sign that you should be going into hospital to get it checked. And if you're worried at all, no emergency department's going to turn you away because you've got a faint. They'll always take it seriously. So if in doubt, go. But if you've had this before, you know, and in a situation that you recognise, it's probably more, you can relax more about it.
Dr. Swan, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Professor.
Norman Swan.